Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Tim Shelley, the owner of Tim's Plumbing in Eureka, has been arrested at the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office following a joint investigation by the State Department of Insurance and the DA's office. Shelley, 57, is facing charges of illegal business practices, insurance fraud, and an alleged warranty scam, and if convicted of all charges, faces a prison term and heavy fines. The Department of Insurance found that Shelley failed to provide workers' compensation insurance for employees. Workers who were injured on the job were discouraged from pursuing workers' compensation, leading to high medical bills and significant financial hardship. Shelley is also facing fraud charges for removing warranty tags from water heaters, turning in false warranty claims, and getting new heaters from the manufacturer. Shelley was arrested on Tuesday at the DA's office, and the case will be prosecuted locally. State investigators have identified a body found in Klamath Glen as 26-year-old Del Norte County man, 26-year-old Romeo Glaze. The State Department of Justice said the cause of death is homicide. They matched DNA recovered April 16th with a missing person report for Glaze. He'd been missing since March 16th. Glaze's sisters told police that he'd been homeless for some time, but that he was staying with a man named Michael Lofton. The sisters, Cindy Cahao and Christina Swain of Hawaii, reported that Lofton had been bragging of shooting Glaze in the head. That's when they filed the missing persons report. Sheriff Dean Wilson said he cannot comment on the investigation because it is ongoing. Sheriff's deputies and the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence on Highway 36 in Dinsmore on Tuesday and arrested four people after discovering a large commercial marijuana growing operation. Deputies arrested 29-year-old Angel Goldo, 27-year-old Ivan Stefano DiBiase Jr., 49-year-old Ivan Stefano DiBiase Sr., all from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and a transient 35-year-old Andre Dodman Hanright. Deputies confiscated more than 2,000 growing marijuana plants, 15 pounds of processed bud, $2,200 in cash, and about 3 pounds of hash. In addition to cultivation and possession charges, the four suspects are facing a long list of environmental charges for illegal water diversion from the Van Dusen River, illegal clear-cutting, and violations of fish and game regulations. All four were booked into the county jail. And the California Highway Patrol is recruiting new officers, and for those in Humboldt County interested in a career with the CHP, a local recruitment seminar has been scheduled. The CHP Humboldt Area Office will hold the career seminar on Tuesday, July 1st at the Humboldt Fire Training Center on I Street in Eureka from 6 to 8 p.m. The seminar will provide applicants with an overview of the recruitment process and outline the necessary requirements needed to begin the process. Applicants must be between 20 to 35 years of age in good health with a high school diploma or equivalent with no felony convictions, and they must be a U.S. citizen. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Believe it or not, Humboldt County is a popular tourist destination. Visitors come from far and wide to view our redwood forests and swim in our rivers. However, an increase in tourism means that more drivers will be on the roadways, requiring motorists to exercise caution when traveling. California Highway Patrol Sergeant Martin Abshire describes where residents can expect an increase in traffic.
We go into the future travel season always with optimism that we hope that people will do the right thing. People stay buckled up, designate a driver, not drink and drive, and come and enjoy our redwoods and our lakes and rivers or fish our ocean. Come to where, you know, we live. We live where people come to vacation, which is a great thing.
Abshire maintains a positive attitude about traffic enforcement during the summer season.
There is an increase in traffic along 299, parts of 101 and Highway 36, and that seems to come on the weekends. 36 is world renowned for motorcycling. It's a great road to ride. With an increase of traffic comes an increase of possibility to have incidents.
The CHP will be conducting a maximum enforcement period during the 4th of July weekend. Take note. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.